The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk about five reasons to wake up early on Disney World trips. That's coming up on this episode 106 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WWPrepSchool.com. Thank you so much for being here for episode 106. Today we are going to talk about five reasons you might want to wake up early on Disney World trips, which I know comes as a bit of shock when people first start planning their trips. They're like, I have to wake up early on vacation, but today I'm going to give you five reasons why that might be a good idea. As always, at the beginning of episodes, I want to remind you to follow me on social media, and you can find me at WDW Prep School on almost everything. Right now, I am Periscoping live, so people who are on Periscope can watch the video version of this and get the episode a couple days before it goes up on Sunday. And just like all social media, I am WDW Prep School on Periscope. I also Periscope a couple times throughout the week. I hang out and chat. We have a little happy hour sometimes. I do giveaways. And I actually have a sneak peek today of what Monday's giveaways are going to be. So if you're a Periscope person, download the free app, follow me at WW Prep School, and join us there. And one more thing before we dive into today's topic. I know that you all love the first-timer interviews. They are the most popular episodes, and I promised when school got back in session, we would do them again. So in the past, I have done the first-timer interviews like this. I've said, if you want to be a first-timer that gets interviewed for the podcast, just email me and we'll set something up. And I've had pretty good luck doing that, but I want to do it a little bit differently this time. So what I'd like you to do, if you are interested in being interviewed before and after your trip, is to leave a SpeakPipe message, which will be in the show notes. It's an app you can put on your phone or a website you can use. And basically leave a message there telling me your name, your trip dates, what resort you're staying at, and like a general overview of your trip. Now, anybody's welcome to do that, but here's five topics that I'm specifically looking for because I think that they would be an interesting type of trip to hear about. So the first type that I hope to hear from is somebody who had a bad first trip, but is going back with a plan. So we can sort of compare the two. Second type is three generations going together. And because that's very common to have three generations on Disney World trips, I see it everywhere. And someday when I'm a grandparent, I can't wait to do that with my kids and grandkids. Third type is people camping at Fort Wilderness. I've stayed at most of the resorts, but I've never camped. I might do that someday, but I want to hear from somebody who has done it. Fourth is somebody who's staying off-site. You know, there are pros and cons to staying on and off-site, and I would like to talk to somebody who is planning to stay off-site to see how it went. And the fifth one that I'm going to suggest is people who plan to do a split stay. So they're going to stay at one resort at the beginning of their trip, one resort at the end, because there are challenges of doing that. And I want to see how it worked out. So again, that's SpeakPipe. Leave a message. Tell me about your trip. And then if it's something I think would be interesting for the podcast, I will get in contact with you about a date to do the before interview and the after. And then it will be edited together to be published in the future. So there you go. First-timer interviews will be resuming very, very soon. Okay, so let's dive into today's topic, which is about why the heck you would wake up early on vacation. So I know a lot of people, when they first start planning trips, they think, why is this so involved? When I hear vacation, I think sleeping in, I think relaxing. And my view on that is that there are different kinds of trips. Like you might go to the beach, which would certainly be relaxing. You might go to Europe and be very busy seeing all the sights and doing a lot of walking and sightseeing and things like that. And then there's Disney World trips. The reason I love them is because they do require a lot of planning, and that's half the fun for me and for many of you. But they aren't necessarily relaxing. Lots of fun, right? But not relaxing. And so I think one of the first things that you have to realize is that if you want to avoid the crazy crowds and the lines and everything else, that waking up early is going to be a good idea for you. Our family is complete night owls. I mean, at home, we could all stay up to the wee hours of the morning and sleep till noon, given the opportunity. So we like doing that. But magically, during Disney World trips, we become morning people because we all love the benefits of getting up early. So here's five reasons why you might want to consider it for your trip. First of all, eating breakfast before the parks open is a great idea because it doesn't interfere with everything else that you might want to do. And episode 102 was actually about how early reservations work. And so you might want to go back and reference that if you haven't listened to it. But it is a great reason to get up early because you don't have to give up anything else if you're up early to eat breakfast. And just a reminder that Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios often change their opening time to an earlier time if it's going to be busier than Disney anticipated. So that's just something to look out for. But episode 102 has all the information about that. The second reason you might want to wake up early is because all the parks have something going on before official opening. And this might come as a surprise to some of you, at least about three of the four parks. So first of all, Magic Kingdom. There is an opening show at Magic Kingdom, and it usually starts about like 15 minutes or so before the park opens. And I love it. I record it every single time I'm there and I post it on Facebook. People love seeing the opening show. So if you've never been, I'm going to give you a little sample here of what that sounds like. And this is how the day begins before you get into Magic Kingdom. And you'll only see it if you show up early.
We go in just a few minutes. We're going to eventually open the Magic Kingdom. But we can't do that until it is all the hang arrive on the Walt Disney World steam train. They have been very busy getting the Magic Kingdom ready for a day full of memories. Greetings, everyone. Let's say hi to our guests.
Hi there. Good to see you.
Let's welcome our new friend.
Hello. Welcome.
All right, so that's a little sample. You'll have to get up early and go to the Magic Kingdom to see the full show. I assure you, it is worth seeing. But the other three parks have stuff going on now too, which you may or may not know. So let's talk about how that works at all of the other three parks. First of all, Hollywood Studios used to allow people in early, and they stopped, and now they're starting again. So the way it works at Hollywood Studios is that 30 minutes before park opening, they allow people in, and some of the shops will be open, and the Starbucks, which is at the Charlie Car Cafe, will be open as well. So the ropes will block off most of the park, but you can get into a certain part of the park at 8:30. So if you want to grab your Starbucks, you want to do a little bit of shopping before the park opens, you can do that. At 8:45 is actually when they're going to allow people in beyond the shopping in the Starbucks. So you can actually get your day started a little bit before opening. So that's Hollywood Studios. And I'm not promising how long this is going to last. I think a lot of this stuff is in testing. So it's mostly applicable to people going soon. But who knows, it might become a long-term thing. So Epcot also is allowing people in 30 minutes early into the Future World section. And it's going to have a little bit open, including one attraction, which is Spaceship Earth, which is open at 8:45. So from 8:45 to 9 o'clock, you can ride Spaceship Earth if you want to. Another thing going on at Epcot is at 8:50, they're going to have a special show at the fountains, and there'll be music and voiceovers and things like that with the fountains. And so that'll be sort of like an opening show before the park opens. And then the park officially opens at 9. All right, that's Epcot. Animal Kingdom is also letting people in 30 minutes early, but instead of being let into like the main center part of the park, you will be stopped at the Oasis section, which is at the front. And you can only really do stuff at the kiosks, which is FastPass Plus. You can do that if you need to. You can also check out the animal exhibits in the Oasis area. So not a lot to do there, but you can get in past the turnstiles, if that's what you want to call them, at Animal Kingdom. So that's something going on at all four parks before the official opening, and it's a good reason to wake up early, if you ask me. All right. Third reason to wake up early is that the mornings are less crowded when you're touring. So in the mornings, right when it opens, so most people don't want to wake up early because they're on vacation. And so the crowds are just much lighter. And it's a great time to do a lot of attractions relatively quickly. So at Magic Kingdom, for instance, it wouldn't be uncommon to do four attractions in an hour at the beginning of the day. But if you go later in the day in the standby lines, it might be likely that you'll just have one or two attractions per hour. So it's really a great way to get a lot of attractions out of the way and do them with relatively light lines. Fourth thing is, if you want to take pictures in the parks, since there are fewer people out, you don't have as many people to contend with. And this is especially true if you have an early breakfast reservation, because you are literally in the parks before they open. And so it's a great time to take pictures in the parks and not have so many people crowding them. Fifth thing is weather. Disney World is hot. Orlando is hot most of the year, and the hotter temperatures are obviously midday. And so if you get out early before it gets really hot, then you can comfortably enjoy a lot of attractions before the peak heat hits. And so this is why we like to, even with big kids, you know, I don't have little ones that nap. We go out early, take a break after lunch, whether or not that means napping or not, it means air conditioning, and then go back out in the evening when the temperatures have cooled down again. So that's five good reasons to get up early, and I think it works for most people. If you're more of a night person, which we are too, but if you're a night person who doesn't want to get up early, most of these things are true of late openings as well, but it kind of varies. Like if you are at Magic Kingdom during the time of year when it closes at 10, you're not going to get as much benefit from this as if you're there when it closes at midnight or 1 a.m. Because late nights often have lower temperatures and lighter crowds and things like that. So nighttime could be an option depending on the time of year that you go. So anyway, there are my thoughts about waking up early. I hope you'll consider it for your trip. Now, let's talk about news. There were several things that popped up this week, and I want to talk about it. First of all, Sci-Fi, which is at Hollywood Studios, is going to be serving breakfast November 1st through January 23rd. And the menu looks fantastic, and I'm just really excited about that opportunity. And if you hear this and think that sounds good for your trip, you can probably still snag some reservations, because I've been told that people are still are successful at getting that for their trip dates. Secondly, the Disney Auditions website had a casting call for a new show that's apparently coming to Hollywood Studios. And it said, Disney Parks Talent Casting is seeking dynamic female dancers, male comedic improv actors, and male actors who sing for a new Disney Villains-inspired entertainment offering at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. And so that is a new show that we can probably look forward to in the very near future. Very excited to check that out. Hopefully later this year, maybe early next year. Thirdly, there's a new restaurant. You know, Downtown Disney / Disney Springs is in a constant state of flux because they are closing things and opening things, and it's sort of hard to keep up with. But one of the new things that's just getting ready to open there is Morimoto Asia. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. Morimoto Asia, which is a sort of upscale Asian restaurant. And that is, it looks delicious, looks beautiful. And so reservations are available in three different ways: Open Table, by calling directly, and Disney Dining. The dates are different for each one of those though. So September 16th is Open Table. If you're not familiar, you can go to opentable.com or Open Table the app. September 30th is you can call directly and get reservations. And the Disney Dining system will begin November 1st. So they will be open every day starting at 11:30 a.m. all the way till 2 a.m. And so that'll be a fun addition to Downtown Disney. One thing I mentioned in a previous episode was that Frozen Fun might be extended and that it was just a rumor. And I guess that rumor turned out to be false, as often happens with rumors. And because the September 7th is the last day of Frozen Fun and we haven't heard anything about an extension. So I am going to assume that that is not happening, unfortunately. I really thought it would happen with so many things being closed at Hollywood Studios because of the construction and the new additions there, but apparently it is not going to be extended. All right, so the last thing I wanted to mention in the news section is about Caribbean Beach Resort, and this has been a major problem. They closed the bridge at Caribbean Beach Resort that takes you from one side of the water over to where the food court is. A Caribbean Beach food court is called Old Port Royale. And the villages on the other side of that, across the water, are called Aruba and Jamaica. And most of the time, you can get over to the food court by crossing the bridge, but that bridge is closed. And so that's causing some problems for people. If you're on the food court side, you can take the bridge partway across. The island in the middle of the water has a playground. It's beautiful. It's fun for kids. You can get there from the food court side to the island, but you can't get all the way across either from either direction. So if you are going to Caribbean Beach Resort in the near future, and that's a problem for you, I recommend putting in room requests for buildings that are on the same side as the food court so that you do not have to deal with this bridge issue. So that is my tips for you on that. I do want to talk about today's featured company, and then I'll have a quick tip of the day. So today's featured company is called Magic Your Band, and it is one of a few Magic Band skin companies, and they happen to be my favorite. They are kind people who make good products, and they allow you to upload your own designs, which you can get printed. So for instance, Heather is a fan of K-State, and she uploaded graphics that are K-State related. So now she has Magic Band skins that are K-State, which is something that most Magic Band skin sites wouldn't have. But anyway, so they're a great company, Magic Your Band. And if they just sent me a bunch of samples that I'm going to be giving away on Monday during Periscopes, and I'll be keeping a couple for myself. So for instance, they have ones that look like Epcot. They have sparkly glitter ones. They have holiday ones, and I think the ghosts on the Halloween ones glow in the dark, but there's also ones for Christmas that say Merry Christmas, monorails, wedding-themed ones like, say, bridesmaid, groom, things like that. So if you are interested in Magic Band skins, which I highly recommend because they definitely make you stand out when you are there, that you scan your Magic Band as you go into the parks and it always gets a lot of attention because it makes it much prettier, then magicyourband.com is the site that I would recommend. So check them out and I hope you find a style you like. And if not, you can create your own and upload it there. And before you know it, you will have it in the mail. All right. So before we wrap it up, let's do a quick tip of the day. My quick tip of the day is about valet parking at Disney World resorts. And the reason you might want to do this is you may have heard me say before that one of the most difficult things at Disney World is traveling between resorts. But if you valet park, it actually might end up being a better situation for you. So valet parking at Disney World is $20 per day. Used to be $15, but I think last year it went up to $20. And once you pay it, you can actually valet park at any resort without paying the fee again, as long as you have your valet receipt. But there's two places I really love this tip. One is at the Contemporary and the other is at the Beach Club. I guess you could say any on the boardwalk would work, but the Beach Club's my favorite. So let's say you have a breakfast reservation at Chef Mickey's or Cape May Cafe. You could drive your own car there, valet for $20 for the whole day, and then walk to the park, which is nearby. So if you're at the Contemporary and you valet there all day, then you can walk to Magic Kingdom. And at the end of the day, when everybody else is waiting for the ferry, the monorail, the bus, you can walk back to your car at the Contemporary and get to your resort. It's very quick to do that. However, don't try this unless you have a reservation, because they will check to make sure that you have a reason to be there. So don't try to take advantage of that. But if you have a breakfast reservation, this might be something you could do. So the same thing is true at the Beach Club. They have Cape May Cafe, which is a great breakfast, and it's a 5-minute walk to Epcot. So you could leave Epcot, go back to your car that's at the Beach Club, and be back to your resort, your offsite house, wherever you're staying in no time. So that is my tip, but that works at any resort. This is just a situation where I think it makes a lot of sense to give it a try. So I think that is going to wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, you can visit wdwprepschool.com/episode106. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.